The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I got a feeling I'm going to end up talking to Rico this segment. We'll see what happens here. Hit the music. All right, I can't keep it straight. Are we talking about the Big Ten, national? What are we doing here?
Well, no. It's national
now. If you ask me to say something nice about BYU, I'm leaving. Now let's do this like adults.
Okay, see you.
I can't stand them.
Okay. All right. Week number two for the college football playoff is going to come out tonight.
Can't wait.
But I'm giving you mine right now.
Okay.
Honorable mention at 14. I'm going with Colorado. Colorado may end up winning the round robin that is the Big 12. They're playing the best football.
It's a horrific conference.
It is.
No, that's fine. Put them in. They're interesting. Like I don't have to like Deion to say that he's interesting. Yeah. I love Shador, but they're not good. The Big 12 is not good. In fact, the Big 12 is a joke. Go look at it. Watch it. Mm-hmm. Do what I do. It's an awful football conference. But hey, let's give one of those teams a bye. Nice playoff, Rico.
I think they'll tweak it. Next year, you won't see the automatic bye. At 13. Boy, it's a gigantic fall from grace. Kenny, got your Georgia Bulldogs.
Bring Kenny in to talk about this and do it in a professional manner now. Kenny, what are we doing with your Georgia Bulldogs?
We're beginning to panic. To be honest, I got nothing. I can't believe what I saw on Saturday. I just couldn't believe what I was watching. Every phase of the game that could have gone wrong went wrong.
All right, here's how I see it playing out. You guys can both laugh at me. Go ahead. I'm sure you'll keep your little bitch-made receipts.
Wow.
I think Georgia will drop a bomb on Tennessee this weekend and reinstill Kenny's faith. I think they will make the playoff. But I don't, obviously, they are not the Georgia we're used to. They got, but I picked Ole Miss, and I wasn't being a penis to you. I never expected what I saw. That they bodied Georgia.
Right. As of right now, no, I don't have them in there. And
you think
I would,
Tennessee beats them?
No, I'm saying in the playoffs right now.
They got to earn their way back in your world.
And if tonight, if they were honest, they wouldn't be in the top 12.
But they're not honest. They're scumbag executives.
If they don't put that bomb on Tennessee, by the way, I mean, just cancel Christmas.
What you're saying, Ward Manuel is not an honest man?
No!
That's a shock. All right, at number 12, I'd like to welcome Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss sitting in at number 12.
Got to win out. They could be a team that vaporizes with another loss, but their back is against the wall. They responded, and they look good. And guess what? They did it without Trey Harris, and they did it without their starting running back. And my mind is mush because I'm forgetting his name. That was an unbelievable performance. Now the hardest part, back it up.
Yeah.
Come down off the emotional high. Be adults.
And number 11, kind of like Georgia, had a horrible day. The University of Miami.
Okay. So here's how I think this will play. These are your rankings.
Mm-hmm.
With Miami's loss, that's a one bid league. I mean, right now, do you realize you could have SMU as a bye team? It could be SMU-Miami in that championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miami loses, they're out.
Right.
Miami beats SMU, they're out. It's a one-bid league. Miami's problem, they've been flying close to the sun for
and
a month.
And that's why.
And defensively, they're not good. So they could, they're fun. You know what they are? They're a rich man's Colorado.
I like that.
Highly flawed, highly entertaining.
Yeah, always have to come back. And then, okay, Cam Ward couldn't do it. He fumbled this time. At number 10, Boise State.
Ugh. All right, here, loser alert. Because the LSU game was pretty bad, I watched more of Nevada-Boise State than I care to admit.
I said a loser alert. There's nothing wrong with watching Boise State.
Thank you for building me up. Rico, there. I wish we could have a poverty playoff play-in, a PPP, where it would be Boise versus Army, and we just settle this, and the winner gets to play. A poverty play-in game. I have major doubts about Boise. And it does start at the quarterback position with Madsen Maddox or Maddox Madsen or whatever his name is. He's a rat. He looks like Purdy's younger brother. They're not performing.
Purdy just take a stray.
He had a nice game this week. Okay.
All right. Sticking with that mindset, Mike.
Yeah.
At number 9 is BYU. An old man strength. Shout out.
They're fake in every way. Go look at their metrics. Go look at who they are. Go look at how they play. It's a joke. They're defying all reality. And look, people can say, well, it was defensive holding. Look at this angle of this video. It was 4th and 10 on their own 1.
Okay. All fairness, somebody called the pregame show sounding like that. I thought it was you.
Thanksgiving. they should have lost to Utah just like they should have lost to Oklahoma State. I don't think they're very good. And guess what? 9-0 BYU is only a 3-point favorite against 3-6 Kansas this week. The power rankings in the marketplace is telling you what they think. I would much rather see Colorado in than these fake old men with 3 kids and a mortgage at BYU. Get out.
And number 8, we have Notre Dame.
Balanced Notre Dame and boring.
They just keep winning. Yeah, they're going to stay under the radar.
And they're boring. Yeah. Good defense. Good running game. Snooze fest. But my God, what? Did Florida State sleep with their sister? 52-3.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I expected them to win, but dear God.
But you know what?
I enjoy watching Florida State lose that bad. I can't stand Notre Dame, but that was fun.
If Florida State's not going to put up a fight, that's not Notre Dame's fault. Okay? Guys, we practice all week for you. Don't know what you did for us. I don't know. At number 7, Alabama.
Two Fresh. Words. Milrow, healthy. What did we talk about? I said to you for a month, I go, this kid, something's wrong, including that Tennessee game where he was running like Kenny after 7 drinks. Mm-hmm. I go, something's not right here. He came off of that bye week and he looked like he looked like Milrow jumping off your screen, electric.
Bro, he had SEC speed. I mean, when he turned the corner for that 75-yard touchdown, it's like, yep. And gone.
Speed and speed.
Like, yeah, that wow. Was...
Yeah. By the way, if you're LSU, that's back-to-back years this man has done this to you. Blake Baker What would you say you do here?
Yeah.
Can't look that way.
When they line up in that formation, you know what they're about to run.
And it doesn't matter.
Just sell out. At number six, still undefeated, but did not look good doing it, Indiana.
I think they're completely fake. And I stand by it. I don't care if people get upset. Is it a fun story? Yes. Can I root for them? Yes. Do I love Cignetti as a beautiful psychopath? Yes. But guys, what you saw Saturday is what happens when you have a strength of schedule that's ranked 109th in America. Yeah. Michigan might not be great, but that shows you Indiana's played no one.
Right.
And the minute they felt pressure, that tight booty hole syndrome.
I wonder.
They were puckering hard.
Well, see, I wonder, will Cignetti be able to use that? Say, hey, guys, when you play Ohio State, it's not going to be easy. You can't just choke the way you did. Like the wide receiver, I forgot, Savant dropping two.
Yeah.
And
again, just like we had the poverty play-in game, I'd love to have the fraud play-in game, the FPG. Colorado or BYU versus Indiana for the right to go to the playoff.
At number five, we have Tennessee. Big game this weekend.
Enjoy your spot. Georgia will fix that this week.
At number four, speaking of the fraud alert, put Indiana with Penn State at number four, Penn State.
This is, by the way, Rico is basically proving my point, even though he doesn't realize he's proving my point. This sport is ass. I mean, listen to these teams that are up here. Who the hell's any good? Put Penn State and Tennessee on a field. Do you have a good team?
Yeah, but I think it's one of those styles makes the fight.
Oh!
Who gets to play at home? We'll see.
Listen, this is like watching two turtles fight.
What's your alternative?
Honestly?
You want to go back to last year with just four teams?
No, I have my alternative. I stopped caring. Go ahead.
At number three, Texas.
I mean, yours was really good. They played a dead Florida team, did what they were supposed to do. I think, do you believe that was a little bit of a beauty contest?
Yeah.
Like you're positioning for some seeding and doing some stuff.
You want that number two seed tonight.
I don't know. Yeah, just one of those deals. Yeah. So they did what they needed to do.
Because speaking of beauty contest, Ohio State made sure that Purdue didn't score anything. The Buckeyes are in at number two, winning 45-0. Not that Purdue was going to put up a fight, but when you get the goose egg, that's impressive.
Ryan Walters, hope you had fun in West Lafayette. For sale sign. Make it happen.
And then at number one is Oregon. Looking like the most complete team.
But guess what? I want to give credit to your guys, and it's also a problem I have with Oregon. For most of that game, Maryland outplayed them. They're moving the ball up and down the field. I like turtles.
You know what the thing about Oregon is? Oregon doesn't seem like they're focused to just go out there and destroy a team. They're out there just like, we'll do just enough to win, and we'll move on to next week.
They are the best team. I think they're vulnerable. They're not what they're built to be on paper. So I think they're vulnerable. I do.
All right. It's your college football playoff blitz, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.